Chapter 70. Vi woke to Sister Ariel shaking her. The windows were still dark, and the only light in the room was from a single candle. Vi sat up and glazed blearily at the Major, who was red-eyed and wearing the same tent-like dress she'd worn the day before.
"What are you doing?" Vi asked.
"I found it. I can help you."
"Help me with what?" Vi asked.
"Get up. I'll tell you on the way."
Vi dressed and followed Sister Ariel. Sister Ariel said nothing until they were on one of the punts that would convey them to the chantry. Even then she spoke quietly, leery of how voices traveled over the water, even in the pre-dawn fog that wreathed the lake.
"Long ago there was an Alateran emperor named Joralt Hordazin. By all accounts he was a skilled and wise leader. In his younger years he solidified Alateran control from what is now Ymir in the east to the west coast of Midcryo. What is now Waedron and Modai were his last conquests, and with his marriage to Leonisa Geralt, the seeress of Gile, essentially his princess, the lands that are now Siora came under his control as well, and there he stopped, mostly because of her influence. He spent the next 20 years consolidating his empire, and for the most part bringing justice and prosperity to the lands he had conquered. He was, however, magically poisoned by one of his many enemies. The poisoning was caught early, but the Magi could only delay its effects. They treated him every day, but soon determined that Emperor Hordazin would die within 2 years. Obviously, this was a closely held secret, and obviously, they called as many green Magi and Magi as they could. To make matters worse, there was no heir, and in agreeing to bring Gile to the Empire, Gile's king had insisted that Joralt and Leonisa be married with rings like yours. For a man of his power, finding such rings was no problem, and though their marriage was first political and magical, all the histories I've read agree that Joralt and Leonisa deeply loved each other. The Green Magi found nothing to heal Joralt, and they soon found that Leonisa was infertile. Women with great talents sometimes injure themselves with their magic, and infertility is common in those who use too much magic, or too much too soon. The Emperor put as many Magi as he dared trust to work on both magical problems. He believed that Leonisa might hold his empire after his death, but if she were infertile, that would only delay the collapse, and he didn't want to be yet another emperor whose empire died with him. In the end, it was Leonisa herself who discovered a way around the ring's bond. She did? Vi asked.
Don't get excited. Now we're here. Say nothing until we reach the library.
They walked silently through the dark halls of the chantry. Vi wondered for a moment that the building was beginning to feel like home. The dim magical torches that illuminated the walls and followed them seemed normal now. The austere marble marches, comforting in their strength, rather than menacing. In a few minutes, they were deep in the chantry's storerooms, far below the waterline, a place Vi had never been allowed to go. It was neither dark nor dirty, but it did have an air of abandonment. Numbered oak boxes lined the room to the ceiling. The one small desk had an oak box already upon it. Instead of opening the box, however, Sister Ariel closed it and put it back on a numbered shelf and grabbed a different box 2 rows down. Vi understood that she had left out the wrong box in case some spy checked what she was studying. At first, Vi wondered why the boxes were oaken, but then she looked again and saw the spell sunk into the wood. Each oak box had one spell to strengthen the box and make it watertight, one to make it fire-resistant, and one to suck air from the box as it closed to preserve whatever was kept inside.
Magically reactive materials are kept in special rooms on the next floor, These archives are for mundane records only. Because of how they're preserved, they only have to be copied by industrious tyros such as yourself every few hundred years, if they're not frequently opened," Sister Ariel said. The box opened with a hiss, and she gently lifted out sheets of bound parchment that to Vi's eyes looked scarcely 10 years old. At the time of Gerald and Leonisa's marriage, binding rings had been forbidden for almost 50 years. They were still common among royal families, of course, who were rarely willing to surrender them. The rings continued to cause more misery wherever they were used, and all magi became more and more convinced that banning them had been one of the best decisions the Chantry and the Brotherhoods had ever made. Every group eliminated knowledge of them and how to make them to the best of its ability. This did lead to bloodshed a number of times, especially among the Vaisana, the Makers, who to this day are a small brotherhood. When Leonisa figured out how to circumvent the magic, there was a great debate among us. Some wanted to follow her research to find a way to fully break the bonding. The majority, however, feared that any dabbling in those arts again would lead to a full rediscovery of how to bond. The suffering of those few who were presently bonded was weighed against the possibility of vast suffering if bonding were rediscovered by the unscrupulous. I don't know if you've experimented with your bond, Vi, but it does have an element of compulsion. That's what made it break the God King's compulsion to you. The order of the ringing makes the compulsion in your rings flow from you to Kylar.
What?
Vi asked.
You mean...
I mean, if you told Kylar to walk on his hands to Cenaria, you'd find his body somewhere in a mountain pass with stumps where his hands had been. It's a compulsion stronger by far than what the God King used on you.
But there's a way out?
Vi said, her throat tight.
Not out, child. Because you're the mistress of the bond, however, you can do what Leonisa did.
Which is?
She used the compulsion of the bond to force Gerald to divorce her and marry a princess. She was then able to suspend the bond to allow him to produce an heir.
What happened?
He died. But the Empire lived, minus the country of Gile, which was deeply insulted by Gerald divorcing their seeress. Leonisa served Gerald's new wife and supported her regency for 5 years, until the new Empress marched against Gile, at which point Leonisa committed suicide. The enmity between Alatera and Siora didn't cool for centuries, and would probably be raging right now if the countries still bordered each other. The point is, if you wish it, you can suspend the bond, partially. A major named Jesse worked with Leonisa on the rings. Jesse was in the camp that wished to learn about breaking them, and when the Chantry forbade it, I suspected that she tried to defy them. Jesse was a healer, but she was also interested in gardening, so I've been looking through her books. They're not terribly enlightening. Others did far better, and she wasn't an important major, so I think no one ever studied her books. If they did, they would have found what I have. She's hidden it, in plain sight, and not well. She was no cryptographer. After I read the books, I began applying ciphers, then I worked on her marginalia. If you could read old Sioran, you'd see how ridiculous this is. She'd capitalize a strange word in her margin notes, and everything from that capital to the next capital was part of a secret message. If you look at all the marginalia from the last to the first, the message unfolds. I don't even understand everything Jesse wrote, but I think you will. Oh, one more thing. Vi, I haven't told Kylar or Eileen about this, and I won't. This is your burden. It is yours to decide if the price is worth it.
12 hours later, with dark circles under her eyes, Vi found a cheerful Eileen making breakfast.
What is it? Eileen asked. Are you well? I know it's a month late, but... Eileen?
A timid smile broke through Vi's fatigue.
I have a wedding present for you.